All right, we'll look at some winter sports now with St. John's Prep Director of Athletics, Jamison Pelsky. And, Jamison, welcome back to MSO.
Thanks, Rhett. Appreciate you having me on.
All right, before we get to winter, I was going to say Winter Olympics, but that's soon enough. The winter, winter stuff, winter sports. I want to look back on the fall. I talked a lot with, Coach St. Pierre in football. A tremendous season. You know, a young team, a lot of record-breaking stuff going on, and maybe we can start there. Give me a sort of a thumbnail capsule on how things went fall-wise, and let's start with football.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely had a really strong season, and, you know, with the new playoff system, the way that was set up, you know, it was definitely entertaining and interesting to watch. You know, we had a tough game there in the end that we ended up losing to Central Catholic, but, you know, credit to them. They're a great team and had a great year as well. You know, disappointment in the end not making it to that last game to get the opportunity there, but overall, very successful season for them.
You know, Coach St. Pierre always talks about championships, and you have a lot of those, state championships and league championships. But I think I was actually talking to someone who was a high school sports fan who wasn't aware of the caliber of play among the prep schools, the Catholic schools, and so on, especially Division I, Division II. And maybe you could, I don't know how to quite ask the question, but reflect on the level of character, the level of commitment that these kids have, because not only are the academics rigorous and you have great expectations, but they also have, you know, have to maintain high academic standing as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, at our place, it's where we educate the whole student, you know, and that's what we talk about in our mission. That's one of our core values, and it carries over to the athletic playing fields as well with our teams and sports programs here at St. John's. You know, our kids, it's not just, you know, the fall time when they start up mid to end of August and, you know, finish up around Thanksgiving, you know, beginning of November, depending on the sport and the season. It's, you know, there's work that's put into it in the off season as well. They, you know, for instance, they're in the weight room here. We have Billy McSheffrey as our strength and conditioning coordinator, who works with our teams in season and out of season. You know, specifically can talk about, go back to football here, where they're in there 2 to 3 days a week in season, and they're in the mornings before school starting up. So they're coming in 6:30 in the morning, starting their workouts, and there's 100 kids in there. So the dedication that shows, in season as well as out of season when they're in there, and they, when they start up, they take a little break after the season, but after the new year, they'll be up back in there, you know, three times a week again in the mornings, before this place really gets going with classes and then our after school activities. So that's just one example. I mean, they continue to do stuff in the summertime. Our coaches do a really good job of working with their kids again, not only in season, but out of season, just working with them specifically in regards to leadership with our captains, with our seniors, with those guys that are our core group of guys that have been in the program for a couple of years and our leaders of those programs, really, you know, highlighting the things to how do you carry yourself on the playing field and competing at a high level, but, you know, off it as well in the community with our community service projects, what we're doing in the classrooms with their teammates and the school, their classmates. So all those things, like I said, our coaches and staff do a really good job working with all of our students throughout the course of the year.
I taught at Gloucester High School for a long time, and some of the kids would be late to school, and they lived across the street. And you've got kids that come from miles and miles and miles, and they don't have a lot of time to screw around.
Yeah, no, that's for sure. I mean, we have kids coming from 45 minutes to an hour one way, you know, each way every day, so... So yeah, and then, you know, some of those kids are coming from those distances. Like I said, when there's morning workouts, there's stuff, you know, games and practices going on till 6, 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night, depending on what's happening. So, yeah, the commitment that they put into it, that the families, their parents, that they invest into it is, you know, it's something pretty special. And, you know, we're very fortunate to have, you know, our kiddos and parents, buy into that and be committed to it.
What are a couple of other highlights do you have, Jamison, from fall sports, in whatever sport?
Yeah, cross country and golf both won state championships this past fall, so obviously fantastic seasons there. Brian Jasiak is our first year as our varsity head coach for the golf team, so not a bad start for him.
really?
The soccer team had a great season. and had a nice long deep run into the playoffs and ended up falling short in double overtime for the team that actually won the Division I state championship. So they had a great season and an outstanding run in the playoffs. You know, our water polo team was in here and did a really nice job, worked hard, got better every day. By the end of the season, you know, we're competing at a very high level. So, you know, overall, we had all those sports. We have mountain biking as well, and our crew program. So it was nice to be able to get crew back out on the water. They competed in the head of the Charles like they normally do, so we're able to get back into that and a few other regattas. And our mountain biking team was able to compete in about a half a dozen races and won the championship at the end of the season there as well. So the numbers were great in regards to kids participating, the success that was achieved in the fall in regards to overall winning percentage and postseason play and those kind of things was outstanding. So, you know, overall, to kind of get back into quote-unquote normal fall season routine here was nice. And to see, you know, the success that we had on and off the field, you know, from my lens, it was very exciting to watch and to be a part of.
Doesn't sound like the AD had much time off either, like most ADs, but you got so many sports going on. Man, my head is spinning.
Yeah, no, we got a few things happening here day to day.
All right, what's the outlook for winter?
You know, we just got through cuts and tryouts and all that through the first couple weeks, scrimmages. We're starting up today. We have basketball is playing tonight, and we're hosting Lawrence and Hoops, and then actually swimming and diving is at home here this afternoon as well with Chelmsford coming in. So, you know, swim and dive, they're, you know, a lot of younger guys on the team this year. So, you know, they've been working hard. I got the view right out of my office here into the pool. Watching them every day has been very impressive in the first couple weeks here, just at the start of the season. The basketball team, you know, lost a few guys there as well to graduation. You know, they've been competing and have had a nice couple of scrimmages to start this, the preseason. So, you know, we're ready to get the regular season going there as well. We have a fencing program that's been practicing. There's about 30 or so kids involved with that. They don't start competitions for a little bit. We have the skiing team that's out doing dry land workouts right now. We won't get officially going with that until after the new year. We get some snow on the hill and be able to put our roster in place and start that season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the winter track, indoor track and field team just competed in their first meet this past Friday and did a really nice job. Our coach was talking about a lot of great individual performances and just overall you know, the depth of our team is very, very deep. So he's very pleased with that after the first competition this past week. The wrestling team has just started out this past weekend as well. They were in a quad and won all those matches. And we have a match coming up here. Actually, we're hosting Whittier Tech tomorrow night. So they're coming off of a state championship there in the springtime. They have a bunch of guys back. It's a good veteran group and some great leadership. You know, Coach Costa has been doing it for a while and he's got a few wins. So, you know, they're looking forward to having a great season there as well. And then the hockey team, they've had a couple of scrimmages this past weekend. We went down to Connecticut, which we've done for the last few years. It's scrimmaged with them in the preseason. So we were down there and had a couple of really good scrimmages. So, you know, against high quality competition out of Connecticut. So, you know, preparing us for our conference play and regular season schedule that we have coming up. So they start up here on Saturday. We're hosting Hingham, who is, you know, one of the year in, year out, one of the top teams in the state. So it'll be a good test for us to start out there. So we're expecting good things with that team as well. A lot of guys coming back from this last year's team. Again, great leadership. Coach Hansen and his staff does a great job. So, really looking forward to seeing those guys compete on the ice this winter as well. So,
when you said when you said they went down to Connecticut, I figured they were probably scrimmaging UConn. So I get that. God Almighty, yeah. That's amazing. Coaching changes, Jameson, at all for winter?
No, nothing major. No.
Okay. And the other thing is,
all the varsity head coaches are back. You know, assistants here and there that you have every year with that natural turnaround. But no, nothing major.
And what about? Do you have a number of multi-sports athletes each year?
Yes, we do. I mean, like anywhere else, Rick, that number is gone down in the last five to ten years.
Right.
But we still definitely do have a good number of kids that are multi-sport athletes. You find you have a lot more two-sport athletes now, traditionally, than you do three-sport. But we do have some kids that are still three-sport athletes. But, we really encourage that. Our coaches do a nice job, not only, of course, working with their staffs, but other staffs and other seasons to encourage kids to be multi-sport athletes.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, Dave Kroll, our soccer coach, those guys work hand-in-hand with other coaches. Zach Lankow, our track and field coach. John DeLay, our basketball coach. Our lacrosse coach, John Pinchon. So some of those guys are in school here, but they do a really nice job of working together to be able to get kids playing different sports, having different teammates, working with different coaches, focusing on different stretches, lifts, movements, those kind of things to strengthen them in different ways and prepare them down the road for the bigger picture, basically. Like I said, our guys and our coaches here do a nice job with that.
Yeah, I love to spread the word about multi-sport athletes. I think it's just
so
important, all the guys we talk to. Okay, a couple of off-the-cuff aside questions here a little bit. On your website, you talk about intramural sports. And tell me a little bit about that and how that works, because generally I know you want your kids, probably every kid at St. John's Prep has to do some kind of extracurricular activity.
Yeah, I mean, we really encourage that from our side of it, the athletics, interscholastic and intramural recreational sports, the school day starts up after 2:30, when the academic portion of it ends. Just for instance here with what we're doing in the wintertime, we have a 5-on-5 basketball tournament. This is strictly recreational sports, where we have a court for them after school every day from 3 to 5 time range, and I think we have close to 25 teams that are signed up for that and competing in it. We have at least 100 kids that are watching when those games are going on here every day after school.
Wow.
supporting their classmates, their teammates, really getting into the games, and just having a strong passion for it. And it's great to see. We have the field house here with the upper track, so there's, like I said, there's 50 to 75 kids hanging off the upper railing, yelling down at their buddy, either, giving them crap or, giving them support, just like you would hear at any basketball game. So what they've done there with that environment and the offerings that we've created is truly something that most schools don't. So it's something special, and our kids really have a passion for it and have taken off of that program. Ryan Harding is our intramural and recreational sports coordinator, and he does a nice job creating opportunities for kids throughout the course of the school year. We have things that are archery tags, one of them that I'm sure you've never heard of. And if you'd like to come by someday,
okay,
scheduled, we'll show you what it's all about. And we have a number of kids. It was one of the most popular intramural activities for the middle school this year in the fall time. So, we have some other wellness offerings with Brazilian jiu-jitsu, yoga, mindfulness, meditation. So outside of our, typical intramural tennis, archery tag, basketball, open pool, whatever it may be, there's those other offerings as well. So plenty to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
That.
Well, I imagine when you actually get flying broomsticks, St. John's Prep will be the first to have Quidditch in the air. There's no doubt in my mind.
We did have that a few years ago. That kind of lost a little popularity.
Quidditch, yeah, yeah.
We haven't picked up a broomstick in a little while, but that has happened here.
I'm sure, but it'll be more popular when you actually get the flying sticks. But Jameson, first of all, I have one more question, and that has to do with streaming video. Your varsity, your winter varsity season, what will be available for visitors to your website to follow?
We stream as much as we can. So in the wintertime here, we'll stream our basketball games, our hockey games. These are the home games.
Okay.
So our home basketball, home hockey games. We will stream at least one fencing match, because we have one home date right now. If we do add others, we will stream that. The swimming and diving, we have a number of home meets. We're going to stream a number of those. The wrestling will stream here as well when we're at home. So basically all the stuff that we have here at school, we're streaming pretty much, you know, as much as we can. We've worked with Andrew Nicastro and his company since the beginning, and he's done a really nice job for us and has been extremely reliable and puts out a great product for us. And then, of course, the partnership that we have with Huddle and what we do with utilizing that technology, we're able to have a camera in the field house and a camera out in the stadium now. So the ability to live stream, those games when they're taking place in there has been, an added bonus for us. So most of our home competition at the varsity level will be live streamed on the website.
All right, and that's all available at stjohnsprep.org. And Jameson, thanks for taking the time today, and congratulations, man, on maintaining that tremendous culture you have there at St. John's Prep and the traditions that continue. Incredible opportunities for young men.
Thank you. Yeah, we appreciate it.
All right, I'll talk to you later. Have a great holiday season, and we'll talk to you in a month or so.
Sounds good.
Thanks,
you as well.
Thanks, Jameson. Take care.
Bye. Bye-bye.
That's Jameson Pelsky, who is the Director of Athletics at St. John's Prep. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.